Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for the Wichita State Shocker Softball Coaches Show with your head coach, Christy Breadbenner. Now let's go live to AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road, with your host, Steve Strain.
Good evening and welcome in to another night of Shocker Softball with Christy Breadbenner, second ever show talking Wichita State softball with the coach. It was a busy weekend for the Shockers. They played five games this past weekend against some very good competition down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They'll play four this weekend in Columbia, Missouri. Just two teams this time, but two quality ones, two that the Shockers are very familiar with, Nebraska and Missouri. It'll actually be Missouri first at 9 o'clock, bright and early Saturday morning. Then the Shockers will take on Nebraska at 2, and then they'll flip it around and play Nebraska first Sunday and then wrap things up with Missouri. The Shockers are 7-9 on the season overall. They went 2-3 down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama this past weekend, and that's where we'll get off talking with Coach Breadbenner about. Let's welcome in our coach, Christy Breadbenner, to join us here tonight. Well, Coach, 2-3 doesn't sound as good as you would have liked, but again, the competition very good, and you did come back to win the last two games, so you got to be feeling a little bit better about things coming away from it.
Yeah, there was some great takeaways, I felt like, from this past weekend. You know, obviously, Alabama is a great softball team, preseason number one. You know, but I think the big thing for us is that we ended on two wins. We got behind on Sunday in the Penn State game and down 5-0 in the first inning and battled back and ended up winning that game. And, you know, I think just like any team, we're facing quite a bit of adversity. And if you're going to face adversity at some point in your season, I think I'd rather do it at the beginning of the year than towards the end. And, you know, that's something that's it's a good experience for our kids, and they're learning to deal with it. And sometimes it's tough, and it's tough to overcome, and they've just got to keep pushing through and working and staying together as a team. I think that's the big part. You know, I felt like a little bit of some of the morale was down for a while at the beginning of this tournament, especially coming off of not finishing the Texas State tournament like we wanted. And when you're facing tough teams and you're trying to build morale and kind of get that monkey off your back a little bit, it's pretty difficult. And it took us a little bit to get to that point. But, you know, I felt like Saturday's game against Louisville, even though we lost, we had a great chance to win. We competed. We didn't let the mistakes that happened on Friday happen again. We made some really great adjustments at the plate. We did a lot of things right. We still came away with the loss, which was frustrating, but I still felt like it kind of helped us turn a corner a little bit. And when we went into that Penn State game that evening, I felt like we were ready to play and kind of had a little bit of that monkey off of our back offensively, especially in that Louisville game.
And that wasn't your characteristic doubleheader where you play and then turn around and play 30 minutes after that between the Louisville game Saturday, which started at 11, then you play Penn State that night. So did you have some time to talk to the kids and maybe get their mindset changed between those two games? We've all seen the Coach B huddles down the right field line when things aren't going well, and this team has a funny way of responding, and I was just wondering if there was one of those kinds of conversations that took place.
You know, honestly, after the game, we talked, and I got kicked out of the game, actually, on Saturday morning, pretty early in the game. You know, the umpiring this past weekend was a little suspect at times.
Okay.
You know, I think second or third inning, I don't even want to tell you which one it was because I'm not sure. Leadoff batter for Louisville gets up, slapper, hits a ground ball to first base, just an easy ground ball, and umpire calls her a foul ball, says it goes off her foot, and this kid's sprinting down the line. Ball doesn't ricochet, nothing. And I'm already frustrated, obviously, how Friday went. And strike zone was the same umpire we had against Louisville the day before behind the plate, and his strike zone was suspect. And, you know, so I was a little frustrated about that call. That kid actually came around to score here a couple batters later. And then Aaron McDonald, in my opinion, struck out a kid on a fastball inside, and he called it a ball, and I came out and questioned it a little bit. And you're not supposed to argue balls and strikes in softball, and so, you know, I was kind of out there saying, where is that? And he warned me, and then I said, hey, I just want to know where that's at. You know, I'm trying to teach our kids. We're trying to get ourselves righted here. You know, we're righting the ship, and the kids are working hard. And he wouldn't talk to me. And I turned around and I said, well, you're awesome. And I got kicked out for that. So, you know, opinions may vary, but I didn't think I did a whole lot to deserve that. But I actually got to watch most of the Louisville game from the team room of the Alabama coaching staff and, yeah, and players area with a live feed from Mr. Barry Herring on Facebook. So, you know, what I did get to see of the game, there was a lot of positives. And then there was a big negative. You know, Lauren Mills gets up, just trucks a home run out of the ballpark to put us up 4-3 in the fifth inning. And the one thing I feel like we've been struggling with the most this year is those shutdown innings after a big inning for us offensively. And that's what happened. I mean, Louisville came right back. We walked too many batters. We made a pitching change, and then we walked a batter. But, you know, I felt like Lolo getting that big hit and, you know, our offense starting to see some success made a big difference for our program in that particular game. And the learning thing that we have to continue to work with as a staff is when to make some pitching changes. You know, we probably should have made a change a little bit earlier with Aaron. But our biggest issue going into the weekend has been Bailey Lang. And she had several illegal pitches called on her the day before, and so we didn't know whether we could put her into the game or not. She'd been working hard to fix it, and so we couldn't. You know, it was just too pivotal of a point to put her in and kind of leave it up to the umpires that were already, you know, unhappy with us. Right. So,
in an awesome kind of way.
Yeah, in an awesome, perfect way, you know. But, you know, we learned a lot in that game, and we came back in that Penn State game, and Caitlin Bingham threw fantastic. I mean, just very well, kept the ball in play on the ground, didn't get hit very hard, minimized her number of pitches, I think walked one batter. And then we put Bailey in the fifth and sixth inning, and she looked fantastic. Talking to the umpire, they would have maybe called three illegal pitches on her, which was a big time improvement. They ended up not calling them, which is part of the reason it's frustrating as a coach, but they didn't call them on her. We win the game run rule, and then we come back the next day, start Bailey Lang, and she struggled a little bit to get comfortable with her footing again and got herself in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, we got down 5-0 in the first inning, didn't score in the bottom of that first inning, but then we had a 1-2-3 inning with Bingham in the top of the second, and then we started chipping away and manufacturing and doing things, and you could kind of see the confidence build, the chest starting to kind of rise a little bit, smiles on the field, you know, and so there was so much adversity, just in my opinion, in the weekend to see us come away with that 8-5 win on Sunday. I hope and really truly believe it was kind of that turning point that we need to really understand we're playing a tough schedule. We got to play well every inning, and it's about winning innings, not winning games. If we win as many innings as we possibly can, we're going to win a lot of ball games.
And you look at Penn State, a team that's only won 5 games this season, but going through their schedule, Coach, they've played Power 5 game after game after game. I think they maybe have one or two opponents maybe that weren't against Power 5, so they've loaded it up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing with Louisville. I mean, Alabama, between the four of us, I don't think we'd played very many slouch teams, and, you know, you could tell. Everybody competed, and, you know, I think if you take away some of the pitching mishaps that we had this past weekend, we're in every one of those games. And so that's the area that we've got to improve. I thought our defense struggled a little bit against Louisville day one. And obviously we didn't score like we needed to, but we made those adjustments both on both sides, defensively and offensively. And, you know, I think for me, one of the bigger turning points of the weekend, Kaylee Hecker hit a home run against Alabama, and she'd been struggling. I think, you know, her batting average was probably around 190, you know, after the Louisville game on Friday. She hits that home run. Her batting average over the weekend jumped about 80 points, but her defense was stellar. She made a top 10 play against Penn State that no one has on video, unfortunately, because it would have easily been a top 10 play. And that's what we needed. I think to see her get some confidence up at the plate and then start carrying that confidence out on defense kind of anchors that infield for us. And so, you know, again, when you look at some of the turning points, I hope that's something that continues to trend in the right direction. You know, but the biggest takeaways from the weekend are, you know, we've got to compete to win innings. We've got to pitch better, you know, and shut down innings after we score. And, you know, we just can't give up. And I think we did a great job of that on Sunday.
All right, just getting started. Shocker Softball with Christy Bredbender from AJ's at the Alley. We'll take a timeout. Come back with more in a moment.
Winter is here, so you know you don't want to wait for your heater to give up on you. Give Comfort Systems a call, and they'll be there to make sure you're ready to handle the brutal winter chill. Whether you need basic maintenance or a brand new unit from Daikin Comfort Pro, Comfort Systems is ready to help make sure you're living comfortably this winter. For more information, visit us at comfortsystems.net. That's comfortsystems.net. Choose comfort.
When Chevy decided to advertise the Silverado and the all-new Silverado HD's available camera technology, it was suggested that there were better ways to do it than on the radio. But listen to the Silverado's available transparent trailer camera view. Maybe they're right. So check out the strongest, most advanced Silverados ever for yourself.
See your hometown Chevy dealer today. Read the vehicle's owner's manual for important feature limitations and information. Camera views require available accessory camera and installation. Not compatible with all trailers. See your dealer for details.
Are you like Megan? Megan likes health plans that help save her on care. That's why she picks a plan from United Healthcare, which lets her connect with a doctor online, anytime, without a copay. And it offers a wellness program that helps her earn over $1,000 a year. With United Healthcare, there's something for everyone to like. Visit uhc.com to learn more. United Healthcare. Insurance coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliates. Health plan coverage provided by or through a United Healthcare company.
Hey, Shocker Nation. Now's the time to recharge with the Hyatt Regency Wichita. Come and enjoy the breakfast buffet or brunch with us every Sunday. Our culinary chefs at the Hyatt Regency prepare delicious and savory meals with you in mind. So slow down and take a break with the Hyatt Regency Wichita and enjoy with the ones you love. Hyatt Regency Wichita. Call for reservations or visit wichita.hyatt.com for more information.
It's time to go inside the numbers with BKD, CPAs, and advisors. BKD has proudly served the Midwest for more than 90 years. Your team values excellence as much as ours, and we're your biggest fans. As you look toward continued growth and profitability, BKD has the bench strength and resources to help you develop a winning strategy. Everyone needs a trusted advisor. Who's yours? Go to BKD.com and go Shocks!
Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
You're listening to the Christy Bredbender Show with Steve Strain. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to AJ's, talking Wichita State Shocker softball with Christy Bredbender. Once again, the Shockers, 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. They'll take on the Missouri Tigers. Then later that day, they will play Nebraska. That's what's next up on the docket for Wichita State. Well, Coach, you and I were talking during the break there about getting to Alabama was a bit of an adventure, and just life on the road sometimes can be quite interesting. It was an adventure just getting from campus to the Wichita airport Thursday morning, wasn't
it? Yeah, we had some snow Thursday morning, a little ice, and we're driving down Kellogg in that 12-car pileup, I think at West Street, blocked off the highway, and so We were cutting it close getting into the airport. I think our flight was supposed to leave at 8 o'clock, and we rolled in there at 7:30, and they got us checked in. We were checked in, but we had to check our bags, and they were very nice and kind of got us through as quick as possible. And luckily, security wasn't backed up at all, so we were able to make it. And then yesterday, we were delayed in Birmingham, so we had to run from our flight once we got into Dallas to the gate C. So we got in at B and ran to gate C, and we made it. So we got back last night about, I think, 12 o'clock, and by the time we get to school and things like that, it was about 12:45. So
got some extra running in, though. So you
can... Yeah, you know, we could all use some extra running.
Hey, let me ask you about Bailey and working on these illegal pitches, because that is something that seems like could get inside a pitcher's head real easily. You hear about that with pitchers in baseball when they have box called them, which don't come up as often as illegal pitches in softball, but still that can start to affect your mechanics overall. And even when you're not pitching illegally, all of a sudden maybe you're leaving things out over the plate or off of it. But talk about the mental aspect of working with that.
Yeah, it's tough. I think the hardest part for me is the inconsistency at which it's called. You know, just like I said the other night, she did it three or four times, but the umpire didn't call it because he could tell she had worked on it and was really working to improve it. You know, they're not all going to be like that. And so you think you're getting better because you don't have any called on you, and then all of a sudden you get into a game against an Alabama and they call the first 15 out of 19 pitches that you throw. So, you know, it's a little debilitating. And I think, you know, she's a kid that is going to work on it. She's really trying. The problem is she's always had a little bit of a hop in her step. And, you know, it just really depends on the umpires that you get and the eyes that you get on the field on whether they're going to call it. And so, you know, right now Coach Morgan is working with her. And I do think from Friday to Sunday she did a much better job of keeping her foot down, and it's a problem everywhere. You know, you look at Gabby Plain and Kelly Barnhill at Florida. You know, Kelly Barnhill, for her freshman year, they never called it, and then all of a sudden by the time she got to her senior year, they were dinging her for it a lot. And I think that's one of the, I wouldn't call it a travesty, but it's just it's a tough situation in college softball. To me, the hitters are so strong that you should just eliminate everything when it comes to illegal pitches and things like that for the pitchers. Let them do whatever that's going to make them throw, because the hitters are going to figure out ways to hit. The hitters' bats are stronger, the ball's harder. You know, there's already so many disadvantages for the pitchers, and now you're out there and you've got one weekend an umpire's calling it, the next weekend they're not, and you're just trying to get somebody to improve. And so, you know, mentally it can be very exhausting and draining, but I will tell you one thing. You know, when we took Lang out on Sunday, she could have went and sat in the dugout and pouted, and she did everything but that. She put her coat on. She got right in the dugout. She's picking pitches off of the pitcher for the other team, yelling out change. She's cheering on the next kid up to bat. I mean, she did everything that she could do to help the team, even though that she wasn't on the field. And to me, that's a great way of kind of working through some of that frustration that she has, is kind of stepping into a better role and or a different role and being a great teammate.
Once you complimented the umpire for his awesomeness, and you had to go watch the game from the back, you said you watched it on a live stream. Does that give you a different perspective that was perhaps advantageous? Not that you want to have to do that all the time, but talk about what that was like back there.
I think we watch a lot of film. We tape all of our games, and, you know, we're constantly looking at our pitches and at bats and things like that. So, you know, it was just a different view, one that I don't ever really want to be looking at again during a game. But, you know, it was kind of nice to see Coach E out there at coaching third base to see what kind of decisions that she made. And I thought she made some really great ones. And for me, it was a proud moment to see how hard our team competed to get back in that game. We were down 3-1, and to just see us have some quality at bats. And, you know, Lolo got in and hit a home run on a changeup that Addie Reese picked. She picked the coach's sign and yelled change, and Lolo sat and hit the ball over the right center wall. And that's just a good moment to see, you know, when you can't see it live, but you get to see it, you know, on TV at least, and you're proud of your kids and you want to be a part of it, so it motivates you to not get kicked out of a game again. But, you know, it was good to see the girls continue to get after it after I left.
It's funny because sometimes you hear about, well, coaches in basketball and baseball, almost intentionally begging to get ejected to perhaps fire up a struggling team. And I'm not saying that was your motive this time, but obviously it was after that that things started to turn around the rest of the time you were in Alabama.
Yeah, you know, and I hope so. You know, I think the kids know on our team, or the young ladies know, that our coaching staff cares immensely. I mean, we're just as competitive as they are, and you know, we've got their backs at every opportunity that we can, and you know, hopefully that's something that they felt after this past weekend, that, you know, we all have their backs and we're going to fight for them, and, you know, if we feel like we're getting wronged, we're going to try to right it as best we possibly can.
It would have to seem like you're kind of a fish out of water, though, because as a coach, I imagine you're making all these decisions, you're right there in the dugout. Is it kind of a helpless feeling when you're away from the field and you can't talk to anybody, you can't see as much as you normally can from the dugout?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a tough feeling. But, you know, when we get in the game to coach, if you did a good job at practice, there's not much to coach. You're just going in there and encouraging and making a few decisions here and there. And, you know, I think that's one of the things we're trying to get our girls to believe in a little bit more, is to just go out and play. You know, you don't need to be told what to do all the time. You don't have to, you know, have someone coach you every single pitch, every single swing. You know, we want them to be able to do it on their own and make some decisions and have game smarts and things like that. And, you know, I think that's a big part of this. And to me, you know, it's great to see our kids just step up and get after it.
All right, we'll take another time out from AJ's Talking Shocker Softball with Christy Bredbender. Back with more in a moment.
Just like the WSU baseball team, we like to keep our bases loaded. That's why the experts at Wesley Healthcare are ready 24 hours a day. The Wesley Emergency Care Network is the most comprehensive in the region, including the Wesley Medical Center ER and Pediatric ER at Central and Hillside, the Wesley West ER at 13th and Tyler, Wesley Woodlawn ER just north of Woodlawn and 21st, and Wesley Derby ER at Rock Road and Patriot. When life throws you a curveball, our team is ready on deck. See average wait times at wesleymc.com.
When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
Join KitchenAid and Litton's Appliance Showroom in Make It Your Own to customize your collection in the kitchen by getting up to $1,700 by a prepaid rebate card by mail when you purchase select KitchenAid appliances. With countless memories made and countless more to come, the time is now to make your KitchenAid memories. Explore savings on cooking, cleaning, and refrigeration, everything you need to create the perfect kitchen workshop. Join Litton's Appliance Showroom today in Make It Your Own of KitchenAid brand appliances.
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
What if good health was infectious? What if the benefits of a healthy lifestyle could spread throughout our community, providing each and every Kansan with the opportunity to live a healthier, happier life? At the Kansas Health Foundation, that's our mission. We invest in the ideas that combat today's top health threats because we believe that every Kansan deserves the chance to be healthy. Learn more at kansashealth.org. Go Shocks!
KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
You're listening to the Christy Bredbender Show with Steve Strain. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to AJ's, wrapping things up with Christy Bredbender talking Wichita State Shocker softball. Throughout the rest of the season, when we be here, we will air the show on Monday nights and tape them live, but because of all the different conflicts we have and seasons crossing over, we are taping this Monday and airing it Tuesday night, but throughout the rest of the season, we'll move into a Monday night slot. But, Coach, let's first of all talk about this upcoming weekend now. Two familiar non-conference opponents, two that you know very well, but your players, new to the program, may not be as familiar with what it means to play Missouri and Nebraska.
Yeah, two great, great opponents. You know, Mizzou, obviously, in a little different situation this year. They have an NCAA postseason ban. So, you know, they're kind of playing free and loose, which is kind of interesting. They're off to a pretty good start. They struggled a little bit this past weekend at the Mary Nutter tournament out in Palm Springs. But, you know, explosive offense. They've hit 22 home runs as a team going into this next weekend. You know, but they're – their biggest threat, they've got two of them. They've got a lot of players, for one, so they've got a lot of options offensively. But they have six or seven pitchers, and their pitching coach is their head coach. Larissa Anderson does a great job with their pitchers. They spin the ball really well, and so they have the opportunity to kind of bring a ton of different looks throughout a game with the depth of their pitching staff. So they came out to Wichita last year. I think we lost both games 7-2 in the doubleheader, and so I'm hoping that we play a little bit tougher against them, play a little bit harder. Nebraska, you know, we've had some success with them here these last couple of years. I think we've played them 9 times in the last 3 years. We're 8-1 against them. Very, very familiar with them. They've got the same team pretty much back that they had last year, with the exception of a couple kids. Staff's exactly the same. So we feel pretty confident going in that we can put together a pretty good game plan against them with the number of times that we played against them. So, you know, I think the takeaways for this next weekend are just continuing to improve and move forward and taking advantage of playing some tough competition. We're going to face a little bit of weather adversity, I think, on Saturday with a 9 a.m. game with a high being pretty chilly. So you might just stay tuned for the fans out there and see if the game time changes at all. But, you know, I think it'll be a fun and really challenging weekend for us again.
You have a former Missouri player on the roster and some kids from Nebraska. Do they get a little extra fired up about this opportunity?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, I think Bailey Urban, being a freshman from Nebraska, her cousin Peyton Gladder's on the Nebraska softball team, and so you're going to see, you know, her. I might have to tone her down a little bit to try to not do too much. And Sid McKinney, you know, she faced Mizzou last year, so I think she's kind of got that little bit of awkwardness, nervousness, since she transferred mid-year out of her system. But, you know, I think, you know, it'll be a great weekend for us. It's a bus trip. We get to leave Friday afternoon. We're not having to leave too early in the morning. And, you know, we're close enough to a lot of people in our on our team's family, so I think we'll have a great crowd.
You touched at the beginning of the show about the performance Caitlin Bingham gave you, and I want to ask you about that and what that means to your pitching staff, because it's so nice to have not just that one who, you know, might be Bailey, but when you can have that two, and it doesn't matter if it's Aaron or Bailey, just somebody to step in and know that you can rely on them if things aren't going well for Bailey.
Yeah.
How big was that?
It was huge. And to be honest with you, right now, Bingham's been our most consistent. I mean, I definitely think, you know, she has the opportunity to be in the talks of being our number one. You know, she lost a tough Louisville game the first day, and she didn't pitch bad. We didn't play good defense. And, you know, if we play good defense behind her, which you got to expect the ball against her. I mean, she's a strikeout pitcher at times, but for the most part, teams are going to put the ball in play. They just don't put the ball in play hard. And our defense has to be ready. They've got to make plays. But I thought she had a great weekend. I really thought she ended strong. I mean, she threw shutout innings completely against Penn State, didn't give up any runs against them, and very few hits. And so, you know, hopefully we can continue that type of momentum with her. And you know, Aaron had a little bit of a change this past weekend as far as her mechanics go, so we'll have a full week to kind of tweak that and work on that a little bit. So hoping to have her back a little bit stronger this next weekend. And then, like I said, I think it's just a matter of time before Bailey Lang is back to being Bailey Lang. And, you know, again, it's adversity, it's tweaking, it's being able to get ourselves ready to go.
Remember a couple of years ago in Arkansas, Caitlin Bingham pitched very well in the postseason, so you knew she had it in her, and it's good to see her coming around with some of that again. Well, Coach, we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, and enjoy your trip to Columbia.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks to all of you for being here. We will not have any coaches' shows next week, but we'll talk to Coach Breadbinner again about Shocker softball here in a couple weeks. Thanks to all of you for joining us. We'll talk to you again down the road. For the coach, I'm Steve. So long, everybody.
This has been the Wichita State Shocker Softball Coaches Show with head coach Christy Breadbender and Steve Strain, live from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.